This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ambulances rushed to the scene in Istanbul, where an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street, killing six people and wounding more than 80 others Sunday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stopped just shy of calling it a terrorist attack. The area of Turkey's largest city had been crowded with shoppers, tourists, and families. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the blast. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are due to meet at the G20 summit in Bali, their first in-person conversation since Mr. Biden became president. The highly anticipated meeting will enable both leaders to figure out how to manage a relationship that the U.S. has determined poses the biggest economic and military threats. 1 week into this year's U.N. climate summit in Egypt, frustrations are starting to flare, with negotiators worried about resolving the many details in time for a deal by the summit's scheduled close Friday. A 72-year-old Swedish activist who cycled from Sweden to the COP27 climate conference to deliver a simple message: stop climate change. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Dorothy Hildebrandt traveled for 4 months from her hometown of Katrineholm in Sweden to the COP27 venue in Egypt. She crisscrossed Europe and the Middle East until she arrived in Sharm el-Sheikh at the southern tip of the Sinai Peninsula. Hildebrandt believes we all have to make sacrifices to save the planet and wanted to highlight this to world leaders.
We have to do it because it wasn't comfortable for me to take this long ride. And I just made it to show you can if you will.
Protests at this climate talk summit have been muted in comparison to previous summits. Many activists blame Egyptian government restrictions on large protests as well.
This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said on Sunday he would have to deal with Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Israeli prime minister who won re-election this month. Abbas told Palestine television he has no other choice but to deal with Netanyahu, a man Abbas says is not interested in making peace. The Palestinian leader, whose authority has limited control in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, said there must be a peaceful resolution to the decades-long conflict. Lines have formed at one of Italy's northern border crossings with France following Paris's decision to reinforce border controls over a diplomatic standoff with Italy about migration policy and humanitarian rescue ships. The crossing along the otherwise picturesque Mediterranean coast has been a flashpoint of the migrant debate, with makeshift camps giving shelter to migrants who try to cross into France after arriving in Italy. Tens of thousands of people marched through central Madrid to protest against the regional government's health care policy, which organizers said was destroying primary health care. Trade unions, health care workers, left-wing politicians, and Madrid residents, young and old, marched, sang songs, and banged drums during the protest. Tens of thousands took to the streets in Mexico on Sunday to protest President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's plan to overhaul the country's electoral commission and what they fear would concentrate power in the hands of the government. López Obrador put the plan forward in April and has long criticized the country's electoral authorities, including accusing them of helping to engineer his defeats when he ran for the presidency in 2006 and 2012. A memorial in the northeastern U.S. state of Connecticut to those killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting opened to the public Sunday, a month before the 10th anniversary of the massacre that left 20 first graders and six educators dead. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The memorial is a short distance from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The opening marked by quiet reflection. It was designed as a peaceful place of contemplation. Paths with a variety of plantings lead to a water feature with a sycamore tree in the middle and the victims' names engraved on the top of a surrounding wall. Jennifer Hubbard, who lost her six-year-old daughter, Catherine Violet, said, "It took my breath away to see Catherine's name and to see what has been created in honor of those that were lost." I'm Julie Walker.
And Democrats held on to control of the U.S. Senate, handing a major victory to U.S. President Joe Biden and extinguishing hopes of the red wave that Republicans had expected leading into the midterm elections. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.